on paying attention. If you want anyone in your life to feel important, you have to pay attention to them. It seems almost a painfully stupid thing to have to say, but I marvel at how frequently relationships of all types are damaged due to a simple lack of paying attention. We all crave attention. And while all of us have a different threshold for how much attention we desire, paying attention to someone is an indication that you are interested actively in them and their well-being. Paying attention is the act of attending to someone. It is making it a point to see them, and it is spending time engaged actively rather than passively in noticing the things that matter to the person we are attending to, and then making those things matter to you. Attention itself, that is, which you notice and remember, is mostly a habit. And like any habit, it can be changed by recognizing the conditions around it and changing your behavior. This is really important to understand. Too often I've heard the excuse, I just never noticed those things. Too often I've muttered this excuse myself. In fact, I have my own eye color on my driver's license wrong because I hadn't thought enough to pay attention to it. Because it wasn't important to me what I looked like, I didn't spend the mental energy to see and remember this detail about my appearance. For most of my life, I would have relayed this story as an example of how lousy I am at noticing physical traits about people. I would have relayed this, if I'm being honest, as an excuse. But this is bullshit. I'd simply not prioritized and made a habit out of noticing these things. I believed that because it wasn't where I was naturally turning my attention, that I was inherently bad at seeing those things. The reality is that I simply had not put forth the time and effort to cultivate habits of attention that would lead me to notice and remember my own eye color. I'm telling you this because it's important that we never attribute to our innate character that which is merely the culmination of experiences, since new experiences can and will allow us to change and grow. I'm drawing all this out for a reason. It's pretty simple. How we pay attention to people matters. If it means the world to someone to remember their drink order, then put forth the effort to know this and remember it. If noticing that someone changed the color of their nails will make their day, know this about them and remember to see it. This will be difficult at first, as any new habit is, but paying attention to the right things matters more on a daily basis than almost anything else you can do when relating to someone. Note too that it does you no good to pay attention to someone in ways that do not compliment them. If the goal of paying attention to someone is to attend to them, to see them, then make sure to cultivate habits of attention that are in line with and make the most meaningful impact on the person that you are paying attention to. If you are not naturally good at noticing something, make a note of that difficulty and take steps, daily steps, to become better at it. Don't settle for a lesser version of yourself. There are a couple of easy ways I've found to learn to pay attention to the things that matter to the people that you care about. First, be an attentive listener. People will tell you what they want you to notice because it will be what they talk about. They will relay stories about it. They will notice it in other people. They will structure their lives in such a way that these things are priorities to them. Listen attentively, and people will tell you what matters to them. Look for patterns. What do the people in your life come back to time and time again? Do they always seem to wear stripes? Do they get the same coffee order? Do they prefer Aleve to aspirin when they have a headache? Watch for the little things. Have on hand or in your memory a knowledge of the small preferences of the people that you're attending to. These are the pieces of our lives that matter the least, but which, if you notice and recall them, will show that you care the most. Make those things that matter to them matter to you. Make them matter genuinely. If it matters to your girlfriend that you notice a change in her appearance, make seeing her appearance every day something that matters to you. Take time to look at her. Notice how she does her hair, her makeup. Notice what she's wearing. Make it a topic that you become interested in genuinely. If it matters to your children that you know the names of their toys or games, make those things matter to you, and you'll notice them without effort. Where we put our attention matters, boys. It's called paying attention for a reason. It's not supposed to be effortless. Put forth the effort to pay attention. Almost nothing you do will reap greater rewards in the relationships you hold.